going to keep the outtakes in, so we're going to be fine. Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, we're recording now, by the way.
Okay,
that took you by surprise there, didn't it?
Yes, yeah, okay.
Right, so what's your name?
My name's Tim Grindy.
And your position at the Macclesfield Youth Brass Band is?
So I'm one of the trustees of the Macclesfield Youth Brass Band. Today I'm conducting our youth brass band that are here today. We do have three bands in the organisation, so we've also got a junior band and a training band as well.
Oh, fantastic. So what's your youngest player, can I ask this? So what ages do you go down to?
Start from the age of 7.
Really?
Yeah, all the way up to 19, if we can keep them long enough under that age. But yeah, all the way through, and obviously work the way up through the organisation.
And who's this you brought with you as well?
So this is Charlie, who's our principal cornet player in the youth band.
So Charlie, come in a bit closer. All right, okay. So what did you, where, when and how did you get involved with the brass band?
So I joined when I was 7, so the earliest I could have done. And so I've been in the band for like 10 years now. And I originally joined just because I knew, my mum knew some other parents of kids in the band. So I just joined through that. It seemed like a nice thing to do. And yeah, I've moved up from the training band up to the junior band, and now I'm in the youth band on the top position. So it's been a huge part of my life for the last 10 years.
Oh, wow. So I take it you're into this sort of music as well anyway, but do you ever have the... Can you play, can I say, pop music, the stuff that you would hear on your instrument or not?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we play all sorts of different things. Sometimes we will play more traditional stuff, but we play stuff from all different sorts of styles. So yeah, there is some poppy stuff we'll do, and especially around Christmas time, everyone likes a bit of a range of some like traditional carols and stuff, but also some like poppy things.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I'm going to go back to the conductor. Right. You're in Brass Factor.
Yes.
So what is this all about then?
So it's a competition that normally is run every year around November time, and it's something that we go and take part in over the other side of the Pennines in Holmfirth. And if I'm honest, we've done it for the past 3 years bar COVID, and out of them 3 times we've won twice.
Wow.
So it's a really good event for us, absolutely fantastic entertainment program. This year we've done it virtually, unfortunately, because of COVID, which is why it's all on Facebook. So it's basically the video with the most likes wins. But if you want to have a look at our YouTube page, you'll see the old videos as well. I think the first one we did was a Halloween theme. Then we did sort of a bit of a mobile technology theme. And then this year you'll see it is all about Zoom and how everyone's been on Zoom. It's a fantastic video put together by some of our adult helpers, some of our volunteers. Certainly I've got to shout out Andy Ritchie, who actually owns Tyres. I'll shout that out as well. Who's done an absolutely fantastic job putting the video together, along with the musical director of the youth brass band, Louise Renshaw, who we'll shout out again, owns Classworks, the uniform shop. Between them, they've done an absolutely fantastic job, really pulled it together. It's a great video. As I say, most likes wins, and yeah, get out there and support the youth brass band. That's fantastic.
And if people want to vote for you and like the post, where do they need to go?
So if they head over to either our Facebook page, there's a link on there. What we need everyone to do is to like the original video that's on the Brass Factor page. So we've got the link on our Facebook page and all our social media. I'm sure we can share it with you guys as well, if that's okay.
Yeah, yeah,
so
we will.
Please
we'll
share it out there. But follow the link and just like the original video, and obviously share it around as much as we can, would be fantastic.
Brilliant, and best of luck with that anyway. And you know the name checks that you did for those businesses, that'll be £1 million, please. Thank
that's
you.
All right, that's absolutely fine, not a problem. It's worth every penny for what those people do for the organisation.
Oh, fantastic.
Honestly,
thank you.
Brilliant, cheers.